Hi, thank you for calling Office and More. This is Joan. How can I help you today? Okay. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. Let's see if I can look it up on my system. So you rent a property from us. What was your business or your name that we can look you up under? Okay. Do you happen to have the model number of the copy you're on hand? Okay, wonderful. Thanks for that. Okay, and I can see that Solutions has been a customer of ours for the past 5 years. We thank you so much for continuing to do business with us. Let's see if I can look into our end. Okay. Okay, so I'm seeing here on our end that for the past 4 years, y'all had the unlimited subscription. But I'm seeing here that this most recent year, that was not renewed. So you currently have a monthly cap. So that is built into the contract. So we have here that a Benjamin Rogerson was the one who signed that contract, and so we need to work directly with Benjamin to amend that contract. I don't think that's something I can do over the phone with you. No, that's fine. We can probably. Are you in management at the company? Okay. Well, if perhaps you could get us something with like y'all's official letterhead, maybe scan to us, just saying that Benjamin isn't in the position anymore, letting us know who the new point of contact is. We can go ahead and give a permission and ask for that new person to adjust contracts that Benjamin signed off on. But until we have that, I can't have anyone else move this contract. Unfortunately, yes. Until we get just the notification, even if necessary, it's a position just who we can talk to next. But yeah, unfortunately, until we officially have that switch over, I can't help you with that anything. correct. And you can just email that to our customer service email address, or you can fax that to us, whichever is more convenient for you. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't be of more help. You too.